Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Did you know cats tend to hide symptoms of sickness and pain? I learned this the hard way after losing my cat, Gingy. So I created Pretty Litter, a health monitoring litter that helps detect early signs of illness by changing colors, saving you money and potentially your cat's life. Pretty Litter is veterinarian developed, and it's the easiest way to keep tabs on your fur baby's health right at home.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
The TalkSport Daily Podcast is proud to be in partnership with Enterprise Rent-A-Car. Whether your business needs cars, vans, or larger commercial vehicles, you can rent from the best lineup in the UK with Enterprise. And with flexible long-term rental, you can get vehicles for as long as you need them, from minutes to months. Whatever the mission, Enterprise's mobility experts can build a bespoke solution to suit your business needs. Visit enterprise.co.uk/business to find out more.
TalkSport Daily.
Hello, happy Saturday, my friends. Welcome to another Andy Goldstein TalkSport Daily Podcast with me, your host, Andy Goldstein. And we start the poddy thing with, of course, the brilliant Drive Time show, my show. Alongside Darren Benn was me on my show. Here we are with words falling out of our mouth about a big game at the weekend, the Manchester Derby.
I've been good in seasons with Jose Mourinho, one season with Ole. I've done second fighting, but they were there. When I learned my experience in this type of games, more calm, relaxed, don't talk much about many things, just focus on tactic issue and what you have to do to beat them. Not about emotional, because the emotional will be there without a doubt.
We are also in a good run. The spirit is very good. We are united. We are in togetherness now to make a good game plan. We have it done before and against City, lately against Liverpool. We will prepare well. Players are ready for it. Players are looking forward to it. I can smell it. I'm around here when I speak with the players. So, yeah, really enjoyable. Looking forward. Excited.
Who do you want to win tomorrow?
City.
Benty, you're an Arsenal fan. You want to win the league.
If I wasn't working with you every single day, right?
Yeah.
And this is the God's honest truth.
Yeah.
If I wasn't working with you every single day,
yeah,
and it was, I don't know, Cundy over there.
Yeah,
right,
Chelsea fan.
I would go, I need Man United to do me a favour here and beat City.
Right.
But having to deal with you every single day for the last however long it's been, 3 years.
Yeah.
No, thank you. I don't know what you coming in on Monday.
Your love of your team is bigger than your hatred of me.
I'm telling you now, it's a flip of a coin. That.
You'd rather come in Monday and me give it to you for a whole day, and you have to take it.
No, because it won't be one day. It'd be weeks.
I come from mums
exactly.
About that one.
No.
Come on. Hand on heart. Who do you want to win?
I hope City batter you, but Arsenal win it further down the line. Like City drop points elsewhere. For this one-off, though, I'll take
it. How will you feel if Arsenal lose the league by a point and City have won?
Yeah, we got it.
Or even on goal difference?
Yeah, we got it.
Can you actually see? Because we're going to open the phone lines up, right? One of the questions is, can Man United fans honestly, hand on heart, see them getting anything from this game? I don't mean a draw, I mean a win. Can any Man United fan actually see an away win here?
Well, you've won one in the last six, right?
What, there?
No, not even there. You beat them at your gaff 2-1.
Right.
This game is throwing up a few curveballs in its time, because there's been times where Manchester City have been more dominant than you and you rock up and get a result from somewhere.
Mm-hmm.
I think the one at Old Trafford last season, 2-1, was that the one where Rashford was offside, shielded the ball,
yeah,
and Bruno scored?
He ran onto it.
Yes.
I think that was last season.
Yeah, it was. You get them kind of freak results like that, and then Rashford scores about a minute or 2 minutes later.
Mm.
But the way Manchester City are right now, it's hard to make an argument that
Man
United
win. I can't see it. Listen, I love United. I hope we smash them 1-0. I just can't see it.
Yeah.
Our defence, we've got defensive problems, right?
Yeah.
But everywhere you look, we don't have Rasmus Højlund, right? They have everyone.
Do you know what, though?
They have Kevin De Bruyne.
Even if you had Højlund, you might not get...
No, but what I'm saying is...
He might not even get the ball.
No, but that gives us a sniff.
Well, I don't know.
Okay, we have more chance with Rasmus Højlund. That's what I'm saying. Yeah. Would you agree with that?
I'd say so.
Right.
But
take him out of the team.
I mean, what could happen is...
Okay, what would the score be? Honestly. Don't say it with a smile on your face.
If I'm on 3-0.
You're such a horrible man.
No, 3-0.
3-0.
What do you think? You want to go worse than that. I mean, you want to say like 4-5.
No. I fancy us to get a point. 1-1. Let's speak to Dom. He's an Arsenal fan. Hi, Dom.
How you doing, boys? You all right?
Oh, good. How are you?
Yeah, I'm all right. I'm standing a little chill out in the cab while listening to you, boys. Bentley, listen, mate, right? This if we were talking about Arsenal Man United years ago when we were going toe-to-toe together and Vieira, Keane and all that, I can understand it because there was a massive hatred there. But you've got to put things into perspective, mate. Man United are not a threat to us. So, listen, Man City, they ain't losing games, mate. So if Man United can win the weekend, trust me now, we need Man United to win because I've got someone getting me cab. Wait there.
What do you mean, wait there? We're a live radio show. TalkSport Daily. And the rock and roll superstar that is Noel Gallagher was on our show to give us his thoughts on the game.
United have got a pretty good record at the Etihad recently. I've been obviously apart from last season. I think United will park the bus heavy because they're not going to come out and play us. Luton came out and played us the other night and got annihilated. And I think, as we've seen, as the season has unfolded, the blueprint to get anything from City is to just play on the break, and that's it. And I think United have been good at that. I'm not sure they'll come out and play us, but I'll take it. I mean, the running has started now for us, and this is the start of the big month. This is the month that defines our season, and we have to win, and I'll take any kind of win, anything. Doesn't really matter to me, but penalty in the last 2 seconds will do. Unless City score early and it turns into a free-for-all, but can't see it. But any kind of win. But United, you know, every time United are down and out, they always seem to kind of annoyingly get somewhere. And I wouldn't be surprised if Rashford turns up tomorrow, and I put that ridiculous interview out the other day. But fascinating, though. I mean, I'm not sure what's in it for Man United. I mean, there's not even local pride anymore because it's kind of, you know,
well, there is pride at stake, surely.
Well, I mean, it's only the pride that City would have had in the 90s where for a few days you can kind of load it up a bit. But United and City are in different leagues at the minute. TalkSport Daily.
More reaction to Marcus Rashford's response to recent criticism of his performance. Now, in a moment, former Liverpool winger Jermaine Pennant. But first, ex-Palace Mona owner Simon Jordan and former Arsenal defender Martin Keown have their say.
But when he goes on to talk about, if you ever question my commitment to Man United, that's when I have to speak up. It's like someone questioning my entire identity and everything I stand for as a man. I'll quit the drum roll. This isn't EastEnders, boom, boom, boom. If ultimately you're not applying yourself on the pitch, people are going to commit, are going to make this obligation.
Yes,
don't accentuate it and exaggerate it. If you're not performing at a high level in a team that's underperforming full stop, then people are going to question you.
Yes.
And you have to get on with that. And the way that you prove them wrong is by proving them wrong on the pitch. And you do not do that. I do think there's been some things written about Marcus Rashford that have been unkind and unfair. And I think one of them was about 18 months ago, which I defended on his behalf, where a journalist was very mean-spirited and written about his property portfolio and his financial wealth. And I thought, well, what the hell's that got to do with anything other than the politics of envy? Why are you writing an article like that? I think it's very difficult to, I mean, I think that's a self-indulgent whine from him on a platform that doesn't question, just allows them to be able to tell everyone how hard done by what they are or what they feel is unjust. I think it's difficult to argue. Players themselves, other ex-players, and it's a taboo not to criticise players, are suggesting that he's walking around like impending doom. His performances at Manchester United, with the notable exception of a period of time last year, have been the performances of someone that looks fundamentally unhappy.
I think this is a very sincere young man. I think he feels very strongly, and he feels a bit hurt. But I don't see someone who's necessarily taking responsibility for his actions. And if I was in his camp, I wouldn't be talking about, it's a privilege to play for Manchester United. I wouldn't be confusing the wealth that's involved in going somewhere else with the privilege of playing for Manchester United. If this helps him to get it off his chest and to play well, then fair enough. But to me, I just would want him focused. I wouldn't want him to be worrying about public opinion. I wouldn't want him to be worrying about former players. Put your energy into winning games for Manchester United. And his focus isn't there at the moment. And it's kind of like a player that you watch him and you feel he's not completely engaged. It's like, you know, is he too aware of what's going on around him? Is he too self-conscious? Just get in there and score the goals you scored last year. He scored 30 goals last season. He's only managed 5 this season.
It also gives a good insight to his backstory. People think they know my family's story, but they're only scratching the surface. There's a lot of people that don't know because I don't feel comfortable sharing it while I'm still playing.
He probably needs good people around him to see how he's feeling, how he's going, and maybe push him in that direction to go and speak to someone. Because like you said, when you try and keep this in yourself and try and deal with it yourself, there is no way that you can go on a pitch as an elite athlete and perform at the highest level with these issues in the background, whether it stem from trauma as a child, which is, you know, now coming to the forefront, you know, the performance dropping, the pressures of being at Man United and them not doing well. Like I said, there's so much more to this. And I think for Marcus Rashford, going to seek someone professional would do him a world of good. And he also needs them people close to him to advise that and maybe push in that direction.
Pennant, Jermaine, also weighed in on the leadership qualities of Man United skipper Bruno Fernandes, speaking to Siobhan Ahern.
We know that he likes to roll about and he can throw his arms in the air up many times. We also know he's a great player. Mm. Is he right to be the Manchester United captain? But if he's not, who is?
You look through the depth of the squad and you think, who can lead this team? Obviously, Maguire had a good choice, but he's not a player, he's not a starter. Really, you want a starter to be leading your as a captain week in, week out. There's no one really there that stands out. You go, yes, that's a leader. But you said it earlier on, Siobhan, that the best bet is probably Scott McTominay, about how his effort, he's passionate about the club, and you know his interviews that he says it how it is. He doesn't, you know, cut no rubbish. So I think he's probably the best candidate. But he doesn't start, so it's
exactly that.
It's a tough one.
He's super sub. Who was your best captain? And why? What was the attribute that
Steven Gerrard?
Right.
Because not only was he a great leader and a great player, but you were scared of him to a certain degree as well. And that's what you want as a captain. You want to look at him thinking, all right, I don't want to get on the wrong side. Where Bruno, you're like, whatever, Bruno. Right. You got that kind of... But he led by example. He wouldn't be rolling around. He would be, you know, pointing fingers and shouting at you with that message, making sure it's getting across to you. And you're like, you don't want to let him down. Like, I was more worried about what Stevie G thought on the pitch, in the changing room, at training, than Rafa Benitez.
Really?
Yeah. Rafa could say, do this, do that, and I'm like, oh, okay, I'll do it. But when Stevie G said it, it was like, oh, I better do this.
More now from Simon Jordan, who clashed, there's a surprise, with a caller yesterday regarding the use of pyrotechnics in football stadiums.
I was lucky not to get a 3-year football banning order. But if they're going to be illegal in a ground, they should be illegal carrying them to the ground as well, because I've seen endless fans letting them off at night after the game in Luton as an away fan. You know what I mean? So if they get, and there's police around, so it's got to be one rule for one, and for, you know what I mean. It can't just be, well, you took it into the ground.
You can't make people carrying flares illegal because it's not an illegal product. What we're saying, in the same way that laws are changing about people going into football stadiums can now be prosecuted if they tailgate, you can make the issue a matter of illegality about letting them off in confined spaces. So it's a very simple exercise. You can't stop people from using pyrotechnics in their own space and place, and if they're travelling to a game, but you can insist that they don't use them inside the stadium. And if they do, they get what you've got.
Well, I didn't get a ban. Sorry,
you should have done.
Well, I disagree with that.
But you would, because you're the one that the bloody flare off, and you're in my ground. You'd have got a ban, mate.
Well, I wouldn't, because I would use the same solicitor and got off the ban. But
you'd have got banned, because it's my private property and you'd have been banned, mate. End of discussion.
I might have got banned from your ground, but I wouldn't have got a football banning order.
Well, that's fine. Ultimately, that's something for football to look at and football to pass through the ideals behind safety. Because despite your protestations that the product itself is safe if it's used properly, you may well be a sensible man in some respects in terms of knowing how to utilise it. There are plenty of morons that aren't. And one injury to somebody because guys like you think it adds to atmosphere is one injury too many, and I've got zero tolerance. Why don't you just do as you're told?
I always do as I'm told.
How would you like me to come around your house, walk in your front room, and you say, don't walk in with your shoes, and I'll come on a pair of muddy boots and stand all over your furniture? Would you like that?
Well, yeah, we're not talking about your front room, we're talking about a football.
You're talking about a football stadium, which you're a guest in. And in that football stadium, you have to behave yourself. And there's an element of respect that's required. And if you're asked not to do something, why don't you do as you're told?
You sound like the police.
No, I sound like somebody that's questioning somebody that doesn't understand that in certain scenarios, you have to do as you're told. We all have to do as we're told in certain respects. And I don't have any respect for people that don't understand the parameters of doing things that are potentially unpalatable to other people.
TalkSport Daily.
Now, this afternoon, Spurs host Palace in a match you can listen to live and exclusive on TalkSport 2. The Spurs boss, Big Ange Postecoglou, has admitted it was a bit strange to be crowned best manager at the London Football Awards this week.
Yeah, it was a bit weird because it's only February and you go, sort of just into March. And, I'm not really sure where that sort of fits in terms of, recognition. Having said that, I think it is an acknowledgement of the work that we've done probably since the start of the year, and coming back off a disappointing year for the club last year, I guess we as a group have made an impact, so it's an acknowledgement of that. So you need to sort of appreciate that and feel honoured.
Speaking of the London Football Awards, Ian the Moosey Moose Abrahams caught up with Frank Lampard to discuss his hopes of returning to management soon.
I don't know that at the minute, Moose. That's part of the job and the life, isn't it? So hopefully something comes up that feels the right thing for me. Keen to get working again. But as I say, I reiterate, I am enjoying the... it's an intense job. So when you're out of it, it's nice to appreciate being around all my children, my young children particularly, and spending more time with those. So, but hopefully, you'll be... is it the pleasure of interviewing me soon as a manager?
It's always a pleasure. You haven't been put off then?
No, not at all. You love the job. You understand the rigours of it in the modern day. We see it so much. And I've enjoyed all the clubs I've worked with. They've all been big challenges, obviously, for different reasons. And enjoy trying to work with players, improve teams. So let's see what comes.
TalkSport Daily.
Now, Liverpool's young stars have been in the spotlight following a successful week for the club. But Jurgen Klopp has played down comparisons with teenage dart sensation Luke Littler. A comparison that he made himself, actually, earlier in the week.
It's Liverpool 1, Southampton 0, and what a moment for young Luis Cumas.
You are one of the last few people who called as Lee Clark, the ex-player. I'm now known as Bobby Clark's dad.
Jadon Downs with his second of the night. All three goals coming from teenagers scoring their first goals tonight.
So I understand 100% like that, but it's a little bit like with the new darts sensation.
Luke Littler turns on the afterburners. The world number one, Luke Humphries, looks on and acknowledge a little bit of brilliance there from his opponent.
I would like to eat my words that I even mentioned it that night, because I gave, again, an assist to some people.
To understand the wrong way, it's my fault. So, of course, nobody is Luke Littler and these kind of things. It's just in general a little bit of a problem. What could disturb a career of a very young prospect is always, is one part of it, is what does the public make of it. It's wonderful, they deserve it. That was the spotlight that night. You cannot live on the planet if you don't see how special the story was. But besides that, it's just the next challenge is now how to deal with all the things coming up. And of course, these boys are fantastic in that department as well. They're really down to earth, really grounded. All that is absolutely fine. It was, I don't think even it was necessary to mention it that night, but I did, so my fault.
A lot can happen in the next 3 years. Like a chatbot may be your new best friend. But what won't change? Needing health insurance. UnitedHealthcare Tri-Term Medical Plans are available for these changing times. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, they offer budget-friendly, flexible coverage for people who are in between jobs or missed open enrollment. The plans last nearly 3 years in some states, with access to a nationwide network of doctors and hospitals. So for whatever tomorrow brings, UnitedHealthcare Tri-Term Medical Plans may be for you. Learn more at uh1.com.
Imagine the softest sheets you've ever felt. Now imagine them getting even softer over time. That's what you'll feel with Boll & Branch's organic cotton sheets. In a recent customer survey, 96% replied that Boll & Branch sheets get softer with every wash. So start getting your best night's sleep in sheets that get softer and softer for years to come. And you can try their sheets with a 30-night guarantee, plus 15% off your first order with code BUTTERY. So head to bollandbranch.com today. Exclusions apply. See site for details.
This episode of the TalkSport Daily is brought to you by Enterprise Rent-A-Car. Planning to hire or share a car or van? Enterprise is there every step of the way. Whenever and wherever you need a vehicle and whatever it's for, Enterprise can help. With over 450 locations across the UK, they're just around the corner. Whether you need a weekend rental, a holiday hire, a replacement car, or you're planning a business trip, home or away, Enterprise are there to help. To find out more and book, visit enterprise.co.uk.
Now, get this, the latest episode of The Debrief with Alan Brazil and Gabrielle Bonlaw is available to download right now. This week's episode, the boys are joined by one of my favourite people on the planet, Ollie Murs. Big Al revealed that he was once asked to go on I'm a Celebrity.
I had an interview 15 years ago.
Did you really?
And they said, could you go 2 weeks without a booze? I went, of course I could. Honestly, no, I've got a bad reputation. I don't know.
Did you actually get asked?
I did, yeah, around the corner. But there was a couple of them who interviewed me. I didn't take
it.
I didn't like
them. Worked
for you? No.
So you didn't fancy it?
No.
Just the fact that you're never going to do it, you would have been great on it.
Well, maybe. It'd been a breeze for me, but...
You couldn't go 2.5 weeks and
not a chance. I've done 4 months.
You're a liar.
There's not a chance without a booze. And it was easy peasy.
So Alan, around the campfire, what's your luxury item? I've bought a keg. I thought we'd all enjoy this keg of beer every day.
Well, that's it for another podcasty thing. Thanks for listening on the TalkSport app or wherever you get your podcast from. I'm back on Drive on Monday, 4 p.m. alongside the sneaker freak Darren Bent. There will, of course, be another one of these Andy Goldstein TalkSport Daily Podcast out first thing tomorrow morning, so do what you got to do to get it. Until then, thanks for listening. Have a good day and above all, be safe, everyone. Be safe.
This has been TalkSport Daily.
The TalkSport Daily Podcast is proud to be in partnership with Enterprise Rent-A-Car. Whatever your mission, home or away, don't delay. Enterprise has the vehicle for the job. Rent from the best lineup in the UK. With over 450 branches, Enterprise has what your business needs. From compact three-door cars to spacious SUVs and people carriers to vans, they offer a large range of reliable vehicles perfect for the job. To find out more and book, visit enterprise.co.uk.
Tired of ads interfering with your favorite sports podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay ahead of the game by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/sportsadfree. That's amazon.com/sportsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.